okay. You know, I'm really sunburned.
That's the best news I've heard all day.
Well, because I'm sorry. Now Kristen is chiming in because I'm driving with my tops off.
Because what?
Talking to you and my wife.
Oh, how's that working out for you?
It's not working out very good because she's still talking.
Christina, would you like to join the podcast?
Heck no. Jeez. On this episode?
Would you like to nerd out with us? Welcome to The Nerdlist, episode 95. I'm John.
And Sean.
Sean, you're ugly.
Yes.
At least you know it.
Man,
but
your mama likes ugly guys.
Does she now? Well, despite your ugliness, you did one heck of a crawfish cookout the other day.
That's right.
And I appreciate you filling my belly full of crawfish.
You were weak. We had 3 pounds left and you couldn't help us finish it.
Weak nothing. Don't give me that crap. I had 4 servings, Sean.
That's it. You're supposed to just sit up by the table and just destroy.
I did. That was my 4th one. I had more my 4th serving than I did on all my other plates. And I was thinking, man, it would have been great to have some nerdites there with us.
Yeah, like Ryan.
Like Ryan.
Yes. I could have buried you.
I don't know what you mean by that.
These people will never find his body.
Okay. Would you like to shoot some people in Oregon too, Sean?
No, I like Oregon.
Oh, okay. Anyway, our topic for today is advice for people who want to get into podcasting. I have no idea how this is going to go, Sean, because we are on 2 different spectrums of this thing. And we see it very differently. So that could be good, could be bad. But anyway, I'm going to do this in reverse because the way that I've kind of put this list together and with the stuff that you've thrown into, it just makes sense to go from most important to least important. So we're going to flip-flop this time. Okay? And our lists are joint, correct?
Yes.
We're going to kind of both chime in on each thing. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to change the subject real quick. Did you buy your lottery ticket for Friday?
I bought it yesterday. Or no, I bought it this morning.
What's the payout? Like, what is it, like $346 million or something like that?
So I bought it this morning, but it said 316, and this morning it showed like 400 and something, 460 something. And then I was driving home and I saw that it was 500 million.
Yeah.
So that's very topical because our last episode that we did was if you win the lottery.
I don't think they anticipated so many people to buy tickets today. Maybe that's why it went up.
I don't know. That was crazy.
I thought I won because I won $3 and it went doo 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 doo. I was like, ah, $3.
Yeah, yes. Just start
knocking stuff over. Yeah.
Sir, you just caused more damage than what you won.
Yes.
Okay. Well, my hour number one is if you're going to start a podcast, you need to do it for the fun of doing it, not for the fame, not for the money, and not because you want to hear people write in and say how much they enjoyed it. Because I don't know about you, Sean, but I enjoy just having a time of the week where I have designated where I just BS with you, just talk about stuff, and it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. That's what I think that's the biggest thing, too, is to have fun. I mean, if you're not having fun, you're not going to last very long, obviously.
No, not
at
all.
It can't be like a job. It's got to be something that, you know, I mean, obviously we don't get paid for this, so I wish we did, but.
In fact, we lose money on this because yes. I'm paying for the website and you're paying for the hosting of the show.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not for the money. It's definitely for the fun because, I mean, if you get feedback, it's like a bonus. It's always good. Sean's always happy to hear when somebody writes in, even if he doesn't check it on his own. He's happy to hear when I tell him so-and-so wrote in, so-and-so called in. He's happy to hear that. I'm happy. It makes my day when I open our email and I see something in there. Even if it takes me like a week or two to respond, it just makes my day to see it because And I'm sorry, those of you that do write in and it takes me forever to respond back, it's because I check it on my phone. The only time I check it on my computer is when I sit down to record. So if you get responded, it's on the day that we're recording the new episode. So I'm sorry about that if it takes too long.
Well, you know, I tell you what was great was one of my youth kids told me the other day. Actually, his mother called me from her phone, or called my phone looking for him because he don't have a cell phone. And he got in trouble because he had put the rubber band around the sprayer on the sink. And I guess, I don't know what happened, but the dad was taking the sprayer apart trying to figure out what was wrong with it. And he was like, well, I learned it from Sean Show. So that, to me, that was awesome.
You're a terrible influence, Sean.
Yeah, well, actually, that was yours, John.
As a youth minister. Oh, yeah. Well, you introduced him to it.
That's true.
Anyway, another thing I like about the whole idea of podcasting is, Sean, after, who knows what's going to happen in the future? We may end up, I don't know, getting busy with our own lives, not talking to each other that often, and just a lot of stuff that we just forget. And then we have these almost 100, we have over 100 episodes, including all of our special editions. We have over 100 episodes. That's over 100 hours that we can go back and listen to stuff from our past. And I think that's just priceless in itself.
Yeah.
So
it's always going to be there. Our kids can listen to it.
If you're going to do a podcast, definitely do it for the love of it. Because I know a lot of people start it and they get very discouraged when they don't have any feedback. It took us until episode 15 or something like that before we had anybody write in. So it's not automatic. I know people give up by way before that just because they're not hearing from anybody. And we'll get into how you can maybe get some more people involved. You have anything to add on this one, Sean?
I think we're good on that one. That is definitely the most important one, though.
Definitely. Number two is when you're deciding on doing a podcast, you need to come up with some kind of strong, unique gimmick. Obviously, ours is doing a top 10 list. At the time when I started this, when Sean and I started this, I had no clue if there were any top 10 lists. I thought it was kind of a unique idea, and it's something that Sean and I did on our spare time anyway. I'm hanging over at Sean's house, he's having a cookout or whatever, and we'll sit around a fire and we'll just come up with top 10 lists and things like that. But whenever you decide to do a podcast, definitely come up with something that other people aren't doing. Come up with something that's unique, something that's interesting, and something that has longevity. Longevity. Are you familiar with that term?
Well, you said long and then you cut out, so I wasn't sure.
Longevity. Sorry if I cut out. I'm feeling like our show might be kind of running out of a little some things. We're kind of struggling to find some lists. Although we did get some good lists from Jim in Wales. He sent us some suggestions, which we're definitely going to use in the future. And any suggestions we get, we keep them in mind. And even if we don't use them, I guarantee you it sparks some other ideas that we might have. And we don't use them not just because we don't like them, but it might just be because we're just not knowledgeable enough to do a top 10 list on those. So keep sending in lists, even if we don't use them or not, but because they still help us, our brain juices flow and some ideas.
You know what I like about our gimmick? Isn't so much the top 10 list. I like me in a mask. I think that's a good gimmick because nobody knows what I look like.
No.
They don't know how pretty I am.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I think you got to find your own gimmick. And I think that's what attracts people is stupid gimmicks. I mean, they amuse people, and I think that's awesome. And all the people that I know that listen to it are always asking, why do you wear that stupid mask? I think it aggravates them, which is good, because a lot of times you watch something to be aggravated. Like, for example, I watch Tiger Woods hoping he won't win, even though I think he probably will.
So have you had people ask you about the mask?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard anything about it. In fact, nobody has ever mentioned it in anything they've written.
We have one response. I think it was on my page.
Oh, on your...
One of the people said, dude, what's up with the mask?
Yeah. I'm just saying, what is up with the mask, John? Why do you always have a mask?
Because I don't want to give away my secret identity.
Oh, that's right. Sean is a superhero after all. But going back with this idea of having the gimmick, a lot of people who start out podcasts think that just by talking, them talking to a friend, because they're having a good time, the listeners will also have a good time. Very rarely is that the case. And there's plenty of podcasts I've listened to before people start a podcast out, and it's just two people talking back and forth. And they're just talking about, and this is getting into another one, so I'm not going to get too far into it. Have a topic, because very few people are interesting enough. I mean, there's a lot of comedy podcasts out there that really have no set topic, and they're just funny, funny people, and they can pull it off. Us, I think we need a topic. I don't think we could pull it off just randomly showing up, hey, Sean, what'd you do today? I think we'd be pretty boring. At least I know I would be very boring. So unless you have a super interesting life or you're just a super interesting person, if you're going to start a podcast, have some kind of topic that you're going to stick with every week or some kind of gimmick that you're going to go with every week.
You know, I guarantee you people right now are thinking to themselves, wow, I wish they would have done that this week.
What are you talking about?
People are probably pretty bored with this show.
Bored? Yeah, there might be a few people.
We'll get back to it next week.
Yeah, we'll get back on top of things. Anyway, number three is structure. So when you come up with your gimmick, you need to come up with some kind of structure, some kind of segments, and a format for the show. So it flows in a nice, easy order. Ours, very simple to have that order because it's top 10 list. You start from 10, go down to 1, except for today, which is very different.
Guess go first.
Good point, Sean. It's part of our format.
That's so right.
You know automatically going into it what's going to happen, who's starting things off. So structure, it's good to stick with, have some kind of continuity, like our good friends over at Science Sort Of. They got their science topic, then they have their what are we drinking segment, then they have their trailer trash talk, and then they have their science topic, and then they have their closing out the show, what feedback people sent in. And it's like that every week. It's a nice, solid structure. You know what to expect. You know what's coming up. And it helps the host, too. It helps you as a host, if you're starting the podcast, to control the flow of things. So you're not rambling on like some strange people and have the habit of doing. Like, who would you know who would do that, Sean?
I'm not even going to say.
You can't think of anyone, can you?
People who ramble on and on and on?
Yeah.
Well, Ryan will be the first one I'd think of.
I was setting you up to talk trash about me, but you're going to jump to Ryan.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on Ryan. I do love Ryan, though. Well, I don't love him, but I tolerate him.
Sean, you love him. Just don't quit fighting it, Sean. Okay. Number four. That was to avoid personal banter. Again, that was going back into kind of what I was talking about in number two, having the gimmick, having some kind of topic that you're talking about. That is because, like I said, very few people are just interesting enough to pull it off. The people who do the comedy podcast do the comedy podcast for a reason, because they are funny and they can make anything they talk about funny. Yeah, dude, Nice Man podcast, Big Cheese podcast, Audio Rod podcast, those guys, they have me in stitches every episode. And it doesn't matter what they're talking about. They're just so witty and able to do that. And there's very few people who are able to do that. But if you are, more power to you. Go for it. But Sean and I, we're not. So, well, Sean, you're really funny guy. You could probably, yeah. I'm sorry, I'll speak for myself. You could probably pull it off if you found someone to help you to bounce off of with. But avoid the personal banter for the most part and stick with whatever your gimmick or whatever your topic is.
Yeah.
Anything to add on that, Sean?
I added my pieces as we went along.
Okay. Number five, and this one, Sean, I know you don't have a whole lot to go on or say with this, but that's to edit. Whenever you get to editing this show, Sean, do you know anything about editing? You've edited about 35 of our shows, right?
Yes.
And by editing, I mean completely ruin to the point to where I have to spend 5 to 6 hours fixing what he has done.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, you've done that. No, whenever you get into the editing aspect, when we started this show, I wanted to go through and just like, as I was going through, I'd make mental notes. Oh, I need to cut this out. I need to cut this out. And so I'd go back, I'd open that file, I'd jump to those points, cut them out, slap it together, put the intro and outro in, and then I'd put it up. And if you go back and listen to our older episodes, you can hear it's very laggy. There are big gaps, big spaces of time where nothing's happening in between. It's kind of slow flowing. The newer ones are a lot quicker. And that's because starting at like episode 20 something, I started listening through the whole thing, cutting out the gaps of space, unless they provide a comedic value, you know, like when Sean will say something stupid and I just leave that gap of space of not saying anything to kind of drive that point home.
I hate you.
You don't hate me, Sean. Don't lie. So editing, very important. Taking out all the ums, because I, especially starting out on this thing, I used to say ums all the time. Sean would make fun of me every episode.
What was the word I used to always say? Wonderful, wonderful?
Wonderful, wonderful.
I didn't like that.
So I had the Sean had the wonderful, wonderful. And so, yeah, editing that stuff out makes you just sound a little more intelligent. Helps the pacing of the show. So listen to the whole thing. Go in section by section and make sure that it has a good flow, a good timing to it. And that takes us to number six.
Number six.
Number six. If you're going to do a podcast by yourself, because obviously sometimes it's hard. You're not as lucky as I was. I had Sean around where I asked him, hey, you want to do a podcast? Sean's like, sure. What's a podcast?
What's a podcast? Exactly right.
But he was up for doing it, and I just knew going into it, Sean has a personality. He was going to carry the show. So I knew going into it that I had a good thing. That if you're not like that, if you don't have somebody who you can bounce off of with, then if you're going to do a single show, do it scripted. Have something lined out that you are basically reading almost word for word. It'll help you. Or if you're really good at editing, I guess you can wing it as long as you can edit it together in a way that it flows very naturally and very nicely. Good examples of this are Brian Dunning of Skeptoid, Paul, I can't think of his name, from Mysteries Abound and Origins podcast. Scripted shows, very good. Full of information, fun listens to. If you do that kind, definitely have it scripted. If you're going to do the multiple personalities, make sure that there's good chemistry between all those personalities. Am I right, Sean?
Oh, yeah. You got to like the person somewhat, or tolerate them at least.
So what is it with me, Sean? Do you tolerate me or do you like me?
It depends on the day.
Okay. But, Sean, I think there's some chemistry there because we work together. Because we enjoy making fun of each other. So it works out for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. This goes back to our number one, just having fun, right? If you can have fun with a person, you probably have good chemistry with them. If you can make fun of them and they don't get their feelings hurt, you probably have good chemistry because, as you know, Sean and I make a lot of fun of each other.
Yeah, we definitely have that one covered.
Okay, and moving on to our number seven. Whenever you decide to do your podcast, okay, you got your gimmick, you have your partner, or you've decided to do it on your own, scripted. Design a cool logo for yourself before you ever put your podcast on iTunes or anywhere else.
I liked our first logo.
I liked our first logo too. I really did. Holly Harvick, may a friend of mine, she designed that logo, and we still use the basic premise that she gave from it. But I just was afraid some people might not catch some of the connotations in there. Like the D was it's not a compass. It wasn't a protractor.
It looked kind of like a protractor, but it wasn't. It's one of those things that it kind of measured angles.
Yeah, it measures angles. Yeah, isn't that a protractor?
Yeah, sort of. I thought protractor was a little thing that you could put the pin in there and make a circle with.
That's a compass.
That's what I said.
Yeah, so it was a protractor. A protractor / ruler type thing. And then the R was this is brilliant. Good thought on on Holly's part. The R was a inhaler.
Yes, that was cool.
The E was a turned sideways Atari symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was good, and I stayed with it when I redid the design. I stayed with her the same way where she put the and list, and then I stuck with the whole idea of pulling from other things for that. I just wanted it to be more quickly recognized as being the type of nerdy thing that we were talking about, because we're definitely not a science type show. So, I mean, we throw in occasional stuff. Like we had the prehistoric animals, and what else have we done? Oh, insects, right?
Insects are good.
Yeah, so definitely have a cool logo. And here's a hint for you guys, if you are deciding to do that, design your logo based on with the dimensions of 600 by 600 pixels, because that is ideal for iTunes. That's what they use for their album art and all that stuff. 600 by 600 pixels, or you could do 300 by 300 pixels, but they'll stretch it out to where, so you might lose a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for there, Sean? Resolution? That's the word. You know about those pixels, don't you, Sean?
Oh, pixies.
Moving on. Number 8, target advertising. Sean, tell me a little bit about target advertising.
Well, you want to advertise to the target market.
Very good.
Thank you.
So once you've set your gimmick in stone, you have your logo, you got to know, and you know the idea of what your topic is going to be. Okay. So because you know what your topic is, you know the kind of people who listen to that, who would be interested in whatever your topic is. So then you need to advertise to those types of people. Okay, it makes no sense if you are doing a sports podcast to go to some Marvel website or DC Comics website and advertise there.
I do have to admit, though, I like the way you were advertising. You were leaving our website on the urinals.
Yeah, that was kind of more of a mass marketing project. I made these little card type things and I would just leave out, but going along with the target advertising. So I did kind of the mass marketing where I would put them like by the urinals. Yeah. So people would notice them as they're taking a leak, but I would also take them to like Barnes and Noble into the comic book section and stick them right there by the graphic novels and the trade paperbacks and the comics. Put them in there. I go to the science fiction section, put them by the Star Wars books and the Star Trek books. So that's our target market, nerds. So we'd advertise towards that. Also, obviously, if you're doing a podcast, the other kinds of people that you'd want to advertise to are people who are already listening to podcasts. Several ways you can do that is by finding different companies that do that kind of advertising. Like we use Project Wonderful. That's where the ad on our website comes from. And you can advertise on other podcasting websites through that. So that way people who see it already know what a podcast is, because it's really strange me trying to tell somebody, hey, you should check out this podcast. And like, what is a podcast? And then I got to go through that spiel of what a podcast is and convince them that a podcast is worth looking into. So that's like double advertising. So obviously one of the best places to advertise is people who are already listening to podcasts. Maybe find a way to get on a show, get some guests from other shows to come into your show. Those are ways that you can kind of advertise to people in that target audience that you are looking to attract for your show. Where would you advertise, Sean?
Well, I like what we did at first. We were sending free hookers to people. That was... My wife just walked in when I said that. I'm not even kidding. She was looking at me. It was a joke, Christina.
What'd you say?
She said, stay with the baby. She's locking them in the room with me. Just close the door. Leave them in here. I don't care. There they go.
Oh, sending the hookers to people. Okay. Watch the children.
Oh, man. That could not have been any better.
Number 9, Sean. This is the one that you came up with.
Yeah. Regularity. You got to have regularity. I think that even though we don't always do this, I think it's important to have a show, whether you decide it once a month, once a week, every 2 weeks, whatever. I think that you need to be regular because people expect your show to come out. And if they're constantly waiting for your show and they have to wait, you know, 6 months before between shows, then they're probably going to lose interest pretty quick.
I'm sure you experience the frustration when you're waiting for your show like Veronica Mars.
Yes.
Vampire Diaries.
Heck yes.
What else is other super girly show that you...
Now I have to wait for the next stinking Hunger Games. I like that. I thought it was pretty good.
I enjoyed it. It was kind of slow, but I liked it.
Christina would be crying before the parts happened.
Did she read the books?
Yes.
Yes, she knew it was coming. So she was already crying?
She cried during the book. When she read the book, she'd be crying.
Oh, I see that all the time. Jennifer's reading books and she'll be...
Yeah, I totally stuffed extra napkins in my pocket because I knew Christina would need them. It was good, though. I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
But going on with regularity, I am a frequent...
Nerd. Oh.
Yes, I am a nerd. Dork. But I'm also a freak... Okay, I'm a dork, too. I'm also a frequent podcast listener. And obviously, I'm expecting... I know that Skeptic's Guide to the Universe comes out every Saturday. I know that Science Sort Of comes out every Monday or Tuesday, somewhere around there. I know that the Wrestling Week in Review comes out every Wednesday. And I expect those things because that's what I use on my ride to work, on my trip to work. And when something happens that those don't come out, it ruins the flow of my day, I think. And I feel bad saying this now since we missed last week, Sean.
But you know what? We do miss every once in a while. But for majority of the time, I mean, now we had the little sabbatical we took for a couple of months.
Yeah.
But other than that, we put out a show at least 3 a month.
Yeah, we're pretty regular. We're pretty good. And that's in any of the reviews that we've gotten on iTunes, that's a lot of people comment on that. They're grateful just that we're regular. It's not that we do anything good or funny. It's that I just appreciate them being there. So that's definitely good. So come up with a time where you can get things to where you can do it regularly and commit to it. And definitely commit to it. If you want it to be successful in any shape or form, commit to it. I consider it successful. I mean, we don't have a huge listenership, but we have people that listen, and that's just amazing to me that anybody cares what we have to say. So I think that's super cool. And I think most of the part is just because they can count on us. They know that it like Sean said, at least 3 out of the 4 weeks, it's going to be there.
Right. And, you know, I mean, hey, I think that people want to hear the show, obviously, and if they're going to have to keep waiting on it, they ain't gonna like it.
No.
I wouldn't like it.
Regularity. You eat your fiber, Sean? Are you regular?
Oh, yeah.
Blow it up every morning, huh?
Not so much as they used to, but...
It's not as fun when it's your own bathroom, is it?
No, it's not as fun when you're dieting. Then you only get, like, one good bowel movement a day.
Oh, I'm going to move on from that. Number 10. This is another one you came up with, Sean.
Yeah, that number 10 would be feedback. Whenever we first started our show and we first started the website, people would write in. We had a lot of people that would write in regularity, like Katie, for example. And I think that's great. And not necessarily the feedback like we would get from iTunes. Obviously, that's great, too. But, I mean, the feedback on show per show, if somebody, like, for example, we did the most annoying list. And people were like, why did you not have Jar Jar Binks on there? Which, obviously, we forgot that one. The people who emailed in on the worst actors, we forgot Keanu Reeves. And then there's all kinds of stuff like that. That's the kind of feedback I like. And I like the feedback, you know, the way you've kind of done it to where you can post the episode before it comes out and people can give us their opinions. I think that's great. I think it's great to be able to have more than just me and your opinions, because a lot of times I'm a little hard-headed and you're a lot hard-headed and we're kind of stuck in our ways and everything else.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sean.
Joey, really? Joey?
You're just going to harp on that. You're just going to squat all over that one, aren't you?
Paranormal Activity? Really? Really?
Hey, yeah. That's still in my top 10. That's still in my top 10 there, Miz.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say you didn't get my Miz thing. By the way, I'm ready for WrestleMania. I missed Wrestling Monday night, so you have to catch me up on that in a second.
Okay. So, yeah, feedback is always good. Listen to the people who give you the feedback. Now, you know your show. Obviously, it's your show. You designed it. You came up with your gimmick. You came up with the flow, the structure, the format. If something is not working, people are going to let you know it's not working. So obviously do what you can to kind of fix it. But at the same time, you don't have to go with everything that everyone says. And one of the most frequent pieces of feedback that we've gotten is that, why don't we put our lists after we do them, like up on the website? Two reasons for that. One, one of them is because it's a lot of work.
And Sean hates it.
And I do it on my own. Number two, Sean fights it to the nail. He said,
I do. I hate it.
Terrible idea. Because Sean, you said, explain why you don't want it.
Listen to the dang show. If you're listening to the show, okay, this is my main kicker is, if you're listening to the show and you want to cheat and get to the end, of course, all you really have to do is fast forward, but it's right there. It's like you will know the list before you even listen to the show. And you're like, oh, I don't want to listen to the show if this is on there. You know what I mean? To me, that is what I say. Because, I mean, hey, I like to have it be a surprise. Some of the things we say, you know, sometimes I will put something totally off the wall on our list. And I don't want people knowing what it is before they get to it.
One that comes to mind, since you're going to harp on my Joey and Paranormal Activity. How about Walker, Texas Ranger as, what was that, like number one?
It was the theme song. It was the theme song.
Yeah.
Right. I think people would, I love that.
The eyes of the Ranger are upon you.
When you are in Texas, look behind you. Because that's where the Rangers are going to be. Come on. With a whip.
No, Sean. No.
But can you understand where I'm coming from, though? Because you know what? A lot of times we will throw things in there that are funny. And maybe I don't want the people to know what it is until they get to it.
I understand. I see both sides. Because me as a podcast listener and other, you know, there's plenty of podcasts that I listen to. I don't usually look at their websites as far as the information that's on there until I've heard the stuff. Because, like, just as an example, one that I brought up, Origins or Mysteries Abound, they'll bring something up there, some kind of topic, and, like, you can find pictures of this or whatever on our website. And so I'll go and I'll look at the pictures or whatever. Or Science Sort Of, they'll have some kind of science article. And they can say, you can see the paper yourself or the pictures of what we're talking about here. And so then they go there. So that's when you go to the website. So I can see it both ways. Yeah, there are people who don't download from iTunes. And the only place that they listen is from our website, that they stream it straight off of there. And so if they do that, it's right sitting right there in front of them. And then they can see it.
Right.
So it ruins it for those people. although most people, and the way it should be done, is you download it from iTunes and then listen whenever you want.
Yeah.
But obviously, like we just said, not everybody's going to do it that way. So I see your point, Sean. And honorable mention, Sean, do you have anything else you want to throw out there that people can...
I threw my list away already.
You just threw it in the basura.
Oh, you know what? The one thing that I do remember writing down was equipment. Because remember, we started this off and I had that mic that you gave me that wasn't a headset mic and it sounded horrible. I think that kind of quality is going to be... And for example, my piece of junk laptop, this would be so much easier if we didn't have to wait 20 minutes for it to load up.
Mm-hmm. And that a lot of people who are interested in starting podcasts, they will write in and they'll ask like what kinds of things that we use. And not just going with equipment, because you can look up and it's very easy to do the research and find out what's a decent mic. And it depends on the way that you want to go. Do you want to have a soundboard? Do you want to have like real mics, that kind of a thing? Sean and I, we use USB mics that just plug into our computer and record like that. I have probably what's typically anywhere between $70 and $100 mic. It's the Snowball microphone. Sean, I don't know. You have some kind of headset, don't you?
Hold on. I'll check. I have a Dynex.
Okay. Dynex, and it's a headset, right, with the headphones?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to have one like that. It was a pretty good one. It was a Logitech, and it was good, but the cord would bounce against the – and you'll hear in our older episodes, and you'll hear me accusing Sean of being the culprit of the clicking noise. But no, it was the cord of my headset clicking, and it would go
– Yeah, and you would yell at me so bad for that.
I wouldn't yell.
You would gripe.
I would gripe. I wouldn't yell.
It's not like – I mean, I don't do annoying stuff like that.
You're never annoying.
No.
The hardware – I mean, the hardware, there's not much to it. It's a mic and something you can listen to. It can be a headset that has the mic and the ears on it, or it can be like me, where I have the mic as a separate piece, and then now I have headsets, which are – I just use little earbuds that I stick in my ear. Going on with this, the other things that we use on this, and this is just ours. I mean, there's plenty of ways to go about doing this recording. As far as communicating with each other, I think you've heard us say it plenty of times. We use Skype to talk to each other, so that way we can be at our own houses and our own computers. It's much more convenient as opposed to meeting over at somebody's house. And the sound quality is usually pretty good, for the most part. It sounds like we're almost in the same room. Usually. Usually. There are times where we have issues. So Skype, for communicating with each other. Now, to record what's going on Skype, I use a program called MP3 Skype Recorder. So you can just type in Google MP3 Skype Recorder and you can download the program and sync it up to where it will record your conversations over Skype. Now, for the editing purposes, I use Audacity. Audacity is a free software. You can go on to Google, type in Audacity, and you can find Audacity and download it. It's for free. So MP3 Skype Recorder is free. Skype is free. Audacity is free. Other than that, I mean, that pretty much gets everything done. You can export from Audacity in a WAV. You can download an extension to export an MP3, or you do what I do. I have another program called Switch Sound File. Switch Sound File Converter is what it's called. And so I change my WAV files over to MP3 files. Through that. And yeah, that's basically everything you'll need. On top of that, I mean, making having a website is a good idea. It's not necessary, but it definitely helps with the promotion of your podcast if you have a website. We didn't get one till episode 13, I believe. I think that's about it, Sean. Next week, what are we doing next week, Sean?
Pet peeves.
And you will have plenty more to say on this next episode, won't you, Sean?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Are some of yours going to happen already, with me?
Not really. Sort of. Not really. I'm already starting to get aggravated by thinking about this list.
So next week, pet peeves. We want to know what your pet peeves are also. So send those in. I will have a pre-episode. I didn't have a pre-episode up for this one because I don't know. I don't know. I just didn't. So we will have a pre-episode. You can write in there. You can email us. Where can they email us, Sean?
The nerdlist at gmail.com.
Or they can write on our website at
thenerdlist@gmail.com.
They can write in on our website at
thenerdlist@gmail.com.
They can write in on our website at
thenerdlist@gmail.com.
That's our email, Sean. They can write in on our website at... What's our website, Sean?
Thenerdlist.com.
There you go.
Whoa, a little confused there.
You can call us and leave a voicemail at...
901. I'm on TNL. 901-466-6865.
Excellent. And also, we are trying to do, on episode 100, a callers-only show. We did get another call this last week from Cameron. Thank you for that, Cameron. So he's getting us closer. But we still need at least 7 more calls to get this show going. Okay, we got 4 more episodes before we need to have these calls in. So get on it, Nerdites. We need something to do a quality episode 100 for you. And that's it for this week. And we'll see you next time with your top 10 list. As you know, we can't end there, because of course we have to mess with Sean. Somehow I let it slip by and forgot last week. These things are working, because the other day at Sean's crawfish boil, he was telling me about all the bad jokes that he was getting and how it all stopped. For this week, I'm thinking we need to send Sean some creepy or scary or weird pictures. I'm kind of thinking of, like, if you've ever seen The Ring, you know, that video they watch with just weird things, like a ladder leading to nowhere, or it could be as simple as a ghost picture, or just some guy looking at the screen really creepy, something like that, just to creep Sean out, maybe scare him a little. Absurdly late at night or early in the morning would be great. And once again, his number to send those to is 940-390-7678. 940-390-7678.
Thank you for joining us on The Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Juergen.
Tell you what it is, and then you act like you knew what it was all along. Regularity.
Yeah, that's the hardest one.
Okay, jump in and start talking.
That's hard. Regularity is hard.
No.
Okay,
I'm trying to cut around this to where you're gonna be like, I just got through saying, and number 9 you came up with, Sean. You're gonna be like, that's right. And number 9 is regularity, John.
Okay.
And then you're going to flow.
My dog just threw up. But it's okay. It's in the other room. I'm not worried about it. My wife will handle that.
I thought she locked him in the room with you.
Oh, no, she's in here with me. Oh, okay, never mind. She's out again. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sending you. I'm trying to let you launch off on this one.
Just whenever?
Yeah, just start talking about regular. Like, I just got through saying, number 9 you came up with, which is, and so I'm going to let you throw this out here again, and that is feedback, what you were talking about with the feedback. So I'm going to let you jump in there like I didn't say any of this, and like you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Come again?
Remember you said feedback was one of your things that you said? One of your...
Yeah. Yeah, you need feedback.
Don't start talking about it now. You gotta start from scratch. Like I just said, okay, and number 10 is one that you came up with, Sean, and then you're gonna jump in. Yeah, that's right, and that number 10 is feedback.
Yeah, that number 10 would be feedback.
Hold on, say that and again, because I don't know if I was slapping.
Feedback.
No, the whole thing. Hold on. Give me space. Give a little gap of silence, and then go.
3, 2, 1. Feedback! Okay, you know what? I want to talk about this for a second.